Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, Rob, let's do this thing, can we, please? We're a little behind the eight ball here.
Well, all right, well, let's get it going. All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts, Mark, in Detroit. Go 7 miles between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Game 3 of the baseball season at Comerica rained out today. Makeup game on June 19th against Kansas City. Anibal Sanchez makes his first start now tomorrow against Baltimore at Comerica, but no game today. Michigan State is playing the Lansing Lugnuts tonight. Little exhibition game with the Spartans. Remember, I used to do the Lugnuts color analyst work for years on TV, and they're playing tonight just for the heck of it. Wings and Pistons both back tomorrow. Wings are at home against the Sabres. Pavel Datsyuk will return to action against Buffalo. Pistons will be at Barclays to play the Nets. Not a Charles Barclays, but the Barclays Center to play Brooklyn. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. NIT Championship in New York City. Tight game early. Minnesota leads Larry Brown's SMU Mustangs 24-22. NBA tonight in about a half an hour. Kind of a fun game in the West. The Spurs and the Thunder, a couple of 50-plus win teams. San Antonio going for 20 wins in a row. Going for their 20th in a row. And Kevin Durant going for his 39th straight game of 25 or more points. That would put him one shy of the all-time record set by Michael Jordan back in 1986-87. Mavs will be at Staples against the Clippers at 10:30. NHL scores, a couple just started. Columbus, Philly, no score first. Ditto for Dallas and Carolina. Other baseball, American League, the Twins beat the White Sox 10-9 with two runs in the ninth. Chris Colabello, who came up last year from Minnesota, had six runs batted in today for the Twins. No score early, Red Sox, Orioles, ditto the Blue Jays, Rays. Yankees, Astros go at 8-10. National League, Cardinals lead the Reds in the seventh, 7-3. Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. Mike Olt, that's O-L-T, hit his first Major League homer for Chicago. Marlins beat the Rockies 8-5. Miami takes 3 out of 4 from Colorado. Nationals over the Mets 8-2. The Nats sweep the opening series at Citi Field and go to 3-0. Giants beat the Diamondbacks 8-5. Brandon Belt already belts his third homer of the season. Giants toward 5 in the eighth at Arizona. PGA Houston Open round 1. Bill Haas, 7-under par 65. He's up 1 on 8 others. Phil Mickelson, so much for a bad side, shoots a 4-under par 68 along with Ernie Els and a few others. So Phil is 3 back of Haas. And the NASCARs are in Texas. Qualifying is Saturday. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up? And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sold up. And then there's Maud.
Come on, Maud.
And then there's Maud. That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Maud.
All right.
Let me just tell you this. In 6 years away from you, I probably had no more comments other than ESPN or work related than your love for Bea Arthur.
I love Bea Arthur. I'm sad she's gone now.
I mean to tell you, in Las Vegas, I met a guy who knew the show very well. The first thing he says to me is,
Is
Rob still getting off on Bea Arthur even though she's dead?
Can I tell you this real quick?
We were at Green Valley Ranch, and this guy says this to me.
Bea Arthur was the star of Maude, which was a spinoff from All in the Family. And, of course, she was the lead in Golden Girls. But anyway, let me tell you this. One of my best friends from high school, Bruce, the late Bruce, he passed away. His wife was a nurse. She took care of Bea Arthur at the end. They live in L.A. And Bruce texts me when she passed. Before it was the bottom, you know, I knew she had passed. He knew right away that, you know, I would want to
know. Bea Arthur didn't go that long ago, right? How long
ago?
No,
a couple years back. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Boy, I want to tell you, though, Rob, seriously, your love for Bea Arthur is amazing. Can I tell you why it's the most amazing thing?
Why?
Because on the show Maude, Adrienne Barbeau is one of the all-time pinup girls.
She was.
She had some major pins.
And
good rackage.
And Bea Arthur looked like the Bride of Frankenstein. I know.
There are people who still believe Bea Arthur was a man.
I know. I've heard that. She had kids. Stop it. 248.
Were you there for the birth?
848-1130.
Did you have a paternity leave we'll talk about later?
She was a big girl. She was a big girl.
Freddie, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Fred.
Hey, I want to talk Super Bowl with you guys. So, you know, the Lions draft.
Super Bowl?
The Lions draft. That's their only Super Bowl they ever get.
Oh, their Super Bowl. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, their Super Bowl. You know, I'm thinking that's a big time, best left tackle sitting there and pushing Riley Reiff out to the outside. Right tackle? I want to see what you guys are thinking at pick 10.
I have only one guy in mind, and I'm not going to waver from it. It's Darquez Dennard, the corner, and I want him. I want the Michigan State angle. I think this is
Freddie. They need somebody. They need somebody in the secondary.
Well, I agree. They need secondary, but they did take Slay, and
come on, Darius Slay was a second round pick, and he's nowhere near Darquez Dennard. Nowhere near.
But I think you know, defensive line, Ziggy Ansah, him getting better on the outside is going to make the secondary a lot better as well.
I keep hearing that. I've heard that for you when they had.
What if he doesn't get better?
But Mark, we've heard that with Sue yeah. and Fairley. You know, the secondary won't matter because they'll get so much pressure and they'll make plays. It hasn't happened though.
No, you're right. I mean that's the problem with the Lions. See, I think you can go both ways. You're right. They need secondary, but. You can't tell me the offensive line is not dominant. Right, Riley Reiff is not a left tackle. He's a right tackle, inside guy at best.
I agree with you that it's not dominant. But I'm talking about you still need a playmaker back there. No wide receivers. I don't want to see another wide receiver. I don't care who's available.
Oh no!
You know what? Yeah, 2 years ago, either. We talked about the other night, Mark. Green Bay drafted all defensive players.
Yep.
You know, the Lions tell you, whoa, we're going to take the best player available. Nonsense. The Packers needed defense. What'd they do? They drafted all defense.
And they
Rob loves that
Matthews
one.
Already. I agree. I think, I just, you know what the issue is? This team has more holes than we even think they have. You know, it just every year.
I agree.
What are you talking
holes.
About than we think they have?
They got more holes than a golf course.
There you go.
than Swiss more cheese.
Holes. More holes than Trump's on 8 Mile.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Even William Clay thought that was funny.
Very nice, Freddie. Come on.
Anyways, you guys, I get you guys' point. I personally hope they go left tackle. We haven't had a top 10 left tackle since Lomas Brown. How sad is that?
It's true. It's true.
You're right. I mean, your point is well
30,
taken.
30 years ago, Lomas Brown, if you can believe it now. 30 years drafted out of Florida.
And the safety. We have Benny Blades with our last top 10 safety.
Yeah.
So I agree. We need safety as well, too. So, yeah, I don't know. They can do the secondary. They go left tackle. I don't know.
No wide receiver, though, Freddie. Are you with me? No wide receiver.
I like the fact that Freddie cares.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Not even in the second round, either.
No way. No way, no how, Freddie. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Right, look, I'll give this up. I'll be done.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
It's good that you brought it up, though.
I wanted to make one more point about the Wings thing and where hockey stands today in the NHL and the Wings moving to the East. You don't even know what division, what conference.
Yeah, but
they're
Mark,
anymore.
Also they looked like they were going to be out of the playoffs up until the last 2 weeks when they've turned it on.
I'm not so sure this guy ain't Coach of the Year.
Right? I mean, look at all the injuries.
No Dotson,
I know.
No Zetterberg.
You don't have to tell
no
me.
Helm
I agree.
Most of the year, no Bertuzzi. No Franz. I mean, no Erickson. I mean, there's two guys. There's two Red Wings that have played all 75 games. Two guys. Do you know who they are?
No.
It's Kyle Quincy and Drew Miller are the only two guys to
That's
play all
it?
75. Only two. And there's not even guys that are close. The rest of these guys are in their 50s, 40s, 60s. And there might be a guy who's played like 70, but two guys who play in hockey, you can go through a roster and see at various times 9, 10, 12, 15 guys who played the full season. That's never usually a hassle for especially a team that are doing well. But this team, to even be in this position, I think Ken Holland and Mike Babcock have done a very good job. I won't say masterful, but it's been a very good job considering that they've literally used, obviously, Grand Rapids. And Gustav Nyquist has busted out. And Jonas Gustafsson has been terrific. I mean, he's been... he had a bad year last year, came storming back because Jimmy Howard has been a 500 goalie. I mean, literally, he's 18-18. And Gus has kind of kept him in. So Goose and Gus have done the thing. But here's my point. It wasn't that long. Remember a guy named Steve Yzerman, Rob? Do you remember?
Stevie Y?
Remember a guy named Steve Yzerman? Stevie Y?
Or as George Bush called him.
What did he call him? Steve Yzerman?
Steve Yzerman.
Well, Steve Yzerman, back from 87 to 93, can I just read you his goal totals real quick? 50, 65, 62, 51.
Those days are long gone.
45 and 58. The National Hockey League right now, only Sidney Crosby has over 100 points. He's at 100 right now. No one else probably will get there. Only Alex Ovechkin has over 40 goals.
That's amazing.
40. And no one else might even get to 40. This is the best one. This is where I think hockey has fallen. Of the top 45 all-time scorers, that's points total, in the NHL, only two are active. Two of the top 45.
Wow.
That's Jaromir Jagr with the Devils and Timo Salani. And both have had to play, obviously, 22 or so years to get there.
To get there.
The scary part, Rob, is after they're gone, and they could both be gone after this year, there's nobody else on that list.
In the top 45.
Top 45. If you want to go past 50, only Joe Thornton. And he's pretty much at the tail end of that career. So there's no – Crosby will get there probably eventually, and so will Ovechkin, but it's still going to be years away.
But other than that, it looks like it's going to –
This, those numbers, the Gretzky's and Lemieux and Yzermans and Marcel Dion's will just remain in those positions forever.
You know what it's like, almost, Mark? And you tell me if I'm wrong. Almost like pitchers who win 300 games in the big leagues.
Who is the most active right now?
CeCe has a chance.
I think it's Sabathia.
Right, CeCe. Not after where he pitched on Tuesday night. But CeCe and maybe one or two other
guys.
Well,
you could say maybe Verlander. Down the line, if he stays healthy.
I don't know, the numbers up where I got to look at where he is now. But, okay, it's not easy. Mark, you could win 20 games 14 years in a row and not make 300.
Still be short. I know.
That's unbelievable.
We said
that
all the time. Right, we said that all the time. You can have 200 hits for 20, you know, it's, well, I always do this with Pete Rose's numbers. You can have 200 hits a year for 25 years and still fall 162 hits short.
Sure. It's amazing. So, all right, 248.
Which makes
848-1130.
What Ichiro has done in terms of hits more impressive.
Ridiculous.
Off the charts, right? To get 200 for 10 straight years.
And Mark,
after you already had a career in Japan.
And also, remember, he has the all-time hit total. What was it, 262?
Yes.
For a single season?
For a single season.
Play 160 hit, 262.
I know. He's really been better than people think. I mean,
he's been a great. He's a Hall of Famer. Like,
I don't even think I'm going to ask
rookie
you that
Rookie of the
question.
Year, MVP his first year, the whole nine yards.
I'm going to ask you a Hall of Fame question. I got to ask you about Vladimir Guerrero. Hold on. I want you to think about him for a second. I'll give you the numbers, but I want
not
you
to... after what he did to Don Baylor. He doesn't get into the Hall of Fame.
He broke Don Baylor.
He broke Don Baylor's leg.
I just out of anybody else get one of these from the Red Wings with this creepy Mike Babcock look, man. It's killing me. I mean, is it right here? Is that where you want it? With all my 6 times my name is mentioned on this handout to sell season tickets. 248-848-1130. TV theme song Thursday. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Time now for the lighter side of golf with our golf guru here at DFN. That would be Bob Krause. Check him at bobkrausegolf.com.
Welcome to the lighter side of golf. I'm Bob Krause. As I've said in recent days, I want you to send me an email, or you can find me on Twitter at Bob Krause Golf, or at my Facebook at Bob Krause Golf, or bobkrausegolf.com. I want you guys to send me questions. I want to know what you want to learn about golf. And I've had a fortunate email by a guy named Keith Beagle from Commerce Township, and he wants to know how to put backspin on the ball. Now, that is a very, very frequently asked question. And a lot of people want to see the ball get up in the air. They want to see it hit the ground. They want to see it backspin and come back towards them. The only way to really do this is by acceleration. So you got to make sure you accelerate through the shot. And the other only way to do it is make sure the ball positions back and that at impact, your hands are ahead of the ball. So if I'm looking at a right-handed golfer, I want to make sure his hands are at his left thigh at impact while the ball positions somewhat in the middle of the stance. This will help you make a descending blow on the golf shot, and it'll help you hit the ball with much more spin. So really, to control the spin of a wedge shot or a 9-iron or something like that, you really got to make sure your hands are ahead of the ball at impact. That is the lighter side of golf. I'm Bob Krause.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You know, April showers bring those May flowers and some of life's most unforgettable occasions, like maybe a good golf shot.
That's right.
Huh?
I said, that's right, Mark. Also, maybe there might be some big event in your life, and why not have your event produced by the award-winning professionals at Duet Event Films like I did for my 50th birthday.
Oh, sweet looking, I'm telling you. From corporate events, weddings, graduations, proms, birthdays, engagement parties, Rob Parker's stuff, golfing, bar and bat mitzvahs, or even a unique wedding proposal, let the pros at Duet Event Films make your special event even more memorable.
To schedule a consultation, Mark, pick up the phone, call 248-952-8290.
That's 248-952-8290, or just log on to DuetEventFilms.com. Look how dramatic I am.
I got it. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get duetted. Come on, you used to watch this show.
I did. I used to love
that. You love this show.
I love it.
It's a great theme song.
How about the Paul Reiser show that lasted one episode?
Tell me why. I got to tell you a story about that.
Like I do. Tell me about the Paul Reiser
show?
Can start my heart. I actually felt bad for him. Tell me
all your secrets. Let's tell you the story. Tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect. Well, that's really true this time. I don't have the answers. I don't have a plan. All I have is you. So darling, help me understand what we do. I just like the.
You like the groove.
Yes.
You like the jive to it. You like the Mac Daddy vibe it's got.
Final frontier. Mad about you, baby.
I felt bad for Paul Reiser just because it was obviously all about bad about Helen Hunt, as it turned out.
But can you know what? You can find it online. He's interviewed by Matt Lauer on a Today Show about the new show. And I don't know, he says something like
did he say it sucked?
No, he said something like we'll have you back on unless they cancel the show.
Like after one episode.
Yes. It was like Matt was kidding around, like, and they canceled it. He said, I felt really bad. I got to find it online.
I sampled it. It was terrible because she wasn't on it and it wasn't Mad About You. And I think Paul Reiser's funny. At times, but I just wasn't.
That was a reach by NBC. Look at all the guys that they brought back. Anyway,
it's a successful show with a successful actor. I don't think it's a reach.
No, it's
Michael J. Fox. Would that have been a reach?
That was another reach.
I told you.
How many jokes are you going to make about his illness, Mark? Come on.
The whole show was about his
right.
Parkinson's.
That's funny.
They worked.
But then again, if you can make
some people were very offended.
If you can make Hogan's Heroes about the Holocaust
right,
and
the Holocaust,
Nazi Germany,
Stalag,
which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know they showed the Germans as idiots. In that show,
right?
But just think about that. That would never fly today.
You no,
think
you never do it today.
You think you'd do a Hogan's Heroes?
You
today?
Would do like would you do like a funny Iraq show? Like
no,
hey, it's wacky Saddam Hussein. He's all idiot. Hey,
what's
it up? You crazy kooky guy. You
Schultz.
Why I
Schultz?
Have his own Schultz kind of guy.
Right. I know nothing.
Ahab.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
That's exactly what the show was.
It was unbelievable.
If you took that time period, like we had with the Iraq, and
how
said,
did they
Let's
get that on network television?
I don't think people were as offended as they
And I know
are
it was
now.
A POW camp, so it didn't show Holocaust victims, but still.
Rob, it wasn't
It was Nazi Germany.
I know, but it was a different time. We weren't that offended by everything. You have it in your brain now that we're offended by everything.
God only knows I know.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, a couple of big stuff. You know, we're watching Larry Brown try to set history tonight with the win in the NIT, but the Spurs are playing the Thunder tonight, but also Dwayne Wade came out, and we're going to talk about the Spurs a little bit with this 20-game win streak and just how great they've been. D. Wade kind of came out and maybe tipped his hand here. He said there will be a conversation by the, and I quoted, I coined this, tropical trio, of Bosh, Wade, and LBJ, LeBron, about opting out. This is the opt-out year. When this is done, win or lose, whether they win a third straight championship or fall by the way, they're going to have a serious conversation, no joking around, about leaving Miami. Maybe somebody will stay. Maybe D. Wade doesn't want to leave. Been there his whole career. Maybe LeBron really is serious about taking his new bride and children back to Akron, Ohio.
I think that's a real possibility.
I do, too.
I really do.
You don't understand how much he loves the area, and his wife does,
Mark,
too.
He's already.
By the way, that's his wife now.
He's won twice. He doesn't have to even win again. He doesn't.
And Rob, how many times have we said, look at the woman behind the man? That's a marriage now. That is not a girlfriend situation.
Same thing with I told people before, Robinson Cano. Mark, no matter what, he's got his loot. He's got the World Series ring, so he's not one of these guys who's got to chase it.
But factor in the family thing.
Oh, I know
it
that.
It makes a difference. I just saw Grant Hill and his lovely bride, Tamia, doing a commercial.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Tamia's actually in the commercial.
Do you remember when they came in and did a show with us live? I was
unbelievable. How many times do I tell you about Nick Saban and Terry Saban? We'll get into all that. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, TV theme song Thursday. We got a sports wrap for you, too.
And also, do you think it'll be a good thing for the league? That's what I want to know, if these guys break up and go their separate ways or whatever.
Well, I think it's a real possibility.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.